Innovative tools that you may not have in your Handy Guys toolkit. Up next on the Handy Guys podcast.
Welcome to the Handy Guys podcast, where we work together to complete that honey-do list, featuring answers to your questions and head-to-head tool challenges. Let's get started with the show with the Handy Guys themselves, Brian and Paul.
Merry Christmas.
All right, Brian, have you been checking your Handy Guys stocking stuffer list to see, make sure the loved ones in your house are purchasing some of those items for your stocking
this
year?
That's right. My wife has bookmarked the page.
All right.
So she knows what's on my list.
All right. Well, this is episode number 45 of the Handy Guys podcast. And in this episode today, we are going to talk about some innovative tools, two of which were on or in our Handy Guys Christmas stocking stuffer list. That's right. Ring a bell, because we're going to talk about two of them and a couple others, and they're from a couple of innovative tool companies. And these are tools that you may not already own. I imagine your typical handy guy doesn't already have one of these clever hammers, does he? The Maxi Strike?
No, not especially since they're just now being introduced into the United States.
And I've never used an LED flashlight before, Brian. I know they've been out for a while, but this Stanley, the tripod flashlight, is very interesting. I want to talk about it. We mentioned it last week in the podcast, this and the hammer. But we're not only going to talk briefly about this flashlight, because I've really run it through some thorough testing, but we're also going to interview the inventor of the Maxi Strike hammer.
That's right.
And so his name is?
Jake Tyson.
And he is the Australian handyman, also known as the handsome handyman.
That's right. That's what they say.
And they're introducing his tools just this week. They came out in all of the Lowe's across the United States. So if you haven't heard of them yet, you'll be hearing about them. And if you walk into your Lowe's, you'll be seeing his new tools. And we're going to talk about them. But before we do that, let's give out our contact information.
Okay. You can always call us 615-676-0877, and we may, you know, ask us a question on that line, and we may use it on the air in a future episode, or just contact us. You can email us at handyguyspodcast.com, or use the contact form on our website.
Okay, Brian, last week we talked about the Stanley 3-in-1, the tripod LED flashlight, and it's a very interesting flashlight because it's actually three flashlights that they can be used independently as three flashlights. Each one uses two AA batteries, and it's AA here, right? Not AAA, I believe.
Yes.
And two AAs, and it's very easy to install the batteries. It just unscrews in the bottom. You put the two batteries in each of the three flashlights, but it's not just three flashlights. It actually has a mount where they all connect together, and I'm putting it in right now. You can probably hear it. And once you do that, you can hit the button on any one of these three flashlights, and it works as one. It turns on all three lights, and it works as one three LED lighted flashlight.
Well, I like the fact that it's the tripod as well. So, in an upcoming show in another week or two, we're going to be doing a little bit about how to install faucets, and we're going to be working under the sink, and we're going to take some pictures of that and talk about that on an upcoming show. So that may be useful.
And Stanley makes this flashlight, and you can stand it up on a tripod, and you can pivot the light so you can aim them towards your work. And what's the other thing that's cool about it is you can leave one on the one or two on the tripod, and you can take the other one off, and you can position it in a different spot and aim it. The other thing I like about it is when you take the flashlights off, they're all fairly slim and slender. They're just a little bit wider on the handle than a AA battery. So you can slip them in your pocket if you're going to go, you're going to go do some work. It's easy to carry around. They're very light. And I have to be honest with you, Brian, at first when I started playing with this, I was concerned about the durability of it because it is so light. And, usually when you feel something that's light, you're wondering if it's going to...
Well, let me see. Put it back together. Hand it over here.
All right, here we go.
Here. That doesn't... it feels very solid.
Yeah, but it's just nothing to it. It's just really lightweight, and it works. So, Brian, I gave... to test it a little bit, I gave one of those flashlights to each of my three children. And they beat it up a little bit. They ran around the bedrooms a few times in the dark. One of them got thrown across the room, I think, accidentally. dropped several times. We put it in and out. We kind of gave them a good beating. At one point, I actually thought I had wrecked one of the lights, and I realized it just wasn't seated all the way in. It was sticking out a little bit, and they don't all three light when you don't have it in the tripod correctly. So I just got it pushed in. Actually, one other time, I thought I had broken one, and it was actually got unscrewed at the bottom. The kids had unscrewed the end of it, so it loosened up the battery connector, and that's all it was. So these really have held up well. And then what I did after that, after giving it to the kid test and the scientific kid test there, as I used it for several everyday chores. For one thing, I had to get into the attic, and the bulb was burned out because somebody left the attic light on. And and you know,
like
you can,
for how long? Like
who knows?
A year?
Yeah, who knows? You can turn it on, of course, in the hallway, and I need a pilot light. We'll talk about that in another show. But it was probably just left on. So well, I went up there to not only replace the bulb, but to look for some things, and this was very handy. So I just stuck it in my pocket, went up, climbed up the steps, and. So this is a really fascinating light. I like it. It's my first LED light, and so we have it on our website. So we encourage you to check it out. It's a great little light, and as we said last week, it's a great stocking stuffer. But today, we want to talk about some other tools that we heard about, and we're going to talk about that up next. We have an interview with the Australian Handy Guy. Okay, we're back, and today we want to talk to Jake Tyson, who is the Australian Handy Guy, also known as the Handsome Handy Guy, and he has developed originally an interesting hammer, which we talked about last week, that's got a curved shaft to it, so that it actually allows you to work in tighter corners and not have as much kickback or shock.
Right. Well, we'll let Jake tell us all about it when we do the interview.
Right. So he's also proceeded, after inventing the hammer, a couple other creative and innovative tools, and he also started a company called Redback Tools.
That's right.
And they just introduced their product line of a handful of tools at Lowe's across the United States. So we'll also ask him about it. So let's talk to Jake Tyson.
Hey, Jake, this is Brian Pepple from Handy Guys Podcast. How are you?
Very well, mate.
And I got Paul on the line with me here.
How you doing?
G'day, Paul.
And I guess we'll just get right into it. Why don't you just give us a little bit of background on what you're doing in the United States and why, and then we'll go from there.
No worries at all. Well, years ago I started a company called Redback Tools. After I had a motorcycle accident, I was a contractor by trade and decided while I was in hospital to bring some of my good ideas to real life. And, used my time in hospital and compensation money to start Redback Tools. Over the last 5 years, it's become a huge success in Australia, and decided to bring it to the States and make it happen here. So, we're proud now. We've just launched nationally throughout all the Lowe's stores. And then, incidentally, I fell into TV where I started, doing these handsome handyman DIY segments and just promoting Redback Tools and how to do it yourself, fix it tips at home through TV and radio, and it's just really taken off.
Hey, Jake, I know that your tools are available at Lowe's, and I'm wondering how long have they been available here in the States?
They've only just come out this week.
Oh, really?
Fresh as a daisy, yeah.
Wow, that's why I hadn't seen them yet. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. So, and I wanted to do it obviously right, and get people along, make sure that, I educated all the new Americans about, our product being out there and how good they are. It's a big country, so you've got to spread yourself around.
Now, how did you get started in inventing tools? Or what was your background before you started doing tools?
Mate, I was a contractor, carpenter. So that's how I always had a flair for design. I was always tinkering around in my old man's work shed, designing things and, just mucking around, making things better. I used to take all my motorbikes apart and try and, get extra horsepower out of them and just find different ways to make something better. So I was doing that as a kid the whole time, and I guess it was just something I was good at all the time.
What, do you still ride?
What's that?
Do you still ride your bike?
Yeah, I love riding motorbikes. So first time I broke my leg, I've since I've since broken my leg another two times. I still ride motorbikes. Not the motorbike's fault, it's mine.
So they should call you the crazy handyman, huh?
I guess. I've been called worse, so I'm just the crazy handyman. That's great.
Well, tell us, so you started out as a carpenter, and I believe your first tool that you developed was the Maxi Strike hammer. How did that all come about?
Well, when I was a carpenter, I was always trying to get over roof joints and trusses, and, you know, I just always needed an extra inch. I had to keep on pulling out my nail punch to finish off the nail and all that type of thing, and I thought, if only I had an extra inch here, we could hit the nail on the head every time without having to pull out the nail punch. Then I designed the hammer like that, mucked around the tool shed again. Accidentally, I must say, I got the balance exactly right. So now when the energy's transferred, it goes into the object that's being hit instead of back up your arm and giving your elbow a hard time. So say a 20-ounce Maxi Strike hammer will hit in as hard as some other branded 24-ounce hammer.
Now, we played around with this in the garage a little bit, you know, just sunk a couple of 16-penny nails into some 2x4s and so forth, and we were using your model that Brooke sent us called the Don. And
the Don, yes.
So that seemed to have quite a bit of striking power.
Mate, the Don, that's my favorite, because that's more a contractor's hammer, right?
Yeah.
The hardcore stuff and for framing. And that's my favorite because I used to use a 28-ounce, one of the long-handled hammers.
Right.
And now I only use that now because I don't need that long-handled hammer and it's more accurate and it hits in just as hard.
Right. So tell us about this hammer. I mean, what kind of you developed it and I imagine at first the balance felt right. I mean, did you do any kind of testing to see how, you know, how much more force you can put on the nail than a traditional hammer? And also tell us about, you know, the differences between this hammer and a traditional hammer.
Of course I can. The best way to do the testing, you can get all the stats you like, but it comes down to the user. And, you know, you can't bluff humans. They either know or they don't. And as you guys know, contractors are the hardest people to convince. And if you can convince them or they know it's real, that's when you know you're onto something. So when I first designed the hammer and had all the prototypes made up, I drove around Australia selling these the Maxi Strike hammer on building sites and convinced, you know, showing the guys what they're good for. And we had these guys throwing their, you know, hammers away that they'd used for 20 years, the traditional hammers, to use the Maxi Strike. So, yeah, that was a big thing for me. That proved that it worked, you know, knocking off some of those branded names that even I used, and I didn't have a so-called brand or reputation, and people were straight away changing to Redback Tools and the Maxi Strike hammer. So yeah, it was pretty interesting. And the difference with the Maxi Strike hammer is between the actual handle of the hammer and the head of the hammer itself, the neck is in a C shape, if you like, and the handle and the head is all still centered like your traditional hammer. It's just all in the neck. The genius is all in the neck, and that's what makes it work and work so much better than anything else that's out there.
Right, so when you pick up the hammer, it's not like you're learning a new tool or anything. It just feels natural, right?
Absolutely, and you guys have used it, and you'd feel that it feels natural, you know? So everything's centered. It's not like you're hitting a nail in a different position now. You're still hitting it in the same position. It's just changed the force of how it works, and it's also changed the area, so it's a lot easier to use in tight places and to get into tight spots.
Now, does the hammer come in different sizes and weights?
16 ounce. Yep, 16 ounce. And I narrowed this down too, and I didn't bother bringing out a 22 ounce hammer because it wasn't necessary. So it comes in 16 ounce, 20 ounce, and 24 ounce. And with doing that, the 24 ounce, we eliminated the use for the long-handled 28-ounce. And with the 20-ounce, we eliminated the use for the 22. So we only need a 16, obviously, for, say, your DIYer or your ceiling fixers, the guys who are putting drywall ceilings up all day. and then your 20 ounce for maybe your finishing work, etc., and then your 24 ounce for all your framing and your hardcore fit out stuff.
You're listening to the Handy Guys Podcast.
Now, how do you see this stacking up against the, you know, the air tool guys, you know, that are doing all the framing? I know a lot of the construction sites around here, it's, you know, you rarely see a hammer anymore. You know, they have them in their tool belt in case they get a missed strike on the air tools. But, you know, I don't see people, very many people framing up entire houses without air tools anymore.
You are to a degree on the money there. I mean, air tools are big. I know you put up a fence. What do you use? You use your nail gun. And when you're framing up, you use your nail gun. But you still constantly need your hammer to pull out and finish off nails. Often your nail gun won't fire the nail all the way in. And then, you know, what about when you've got to pull the nail out? It's another thing. And getting over, you know, your roof rafters. Form workers, for instance, guys who form up the big buildings with concrete, mm-hmm. none of them use nail guns. You can't use nail guns around bits of steel and Rio and tie wire and all that type of thing. So there's still a huge need for hammers. And the amount of hammers being sold or bought every year is still growing. It's not dropping down.
Sure. No, it's a good point. You're absolutely right. I mean, you know, despite you know, DIYers now even wanting to buy air tools and getting into air tools, you still need to have that hammer handy.
Well, that's right. And it's made easy for them too. And what I also did with the Maxi Strike, I designed some flat spots at the end of the handle, which if you guys use, what happens when you're a contractor using a hammer all day, it spins in your hand. Your hand gets sweaty and your grip gets loose and it spins in your hand. So what these flat spots do, it locks your hand in tight to the handle so it doesn't slip. And it also, for the DIYer, it positions their hand in such a way that it's a lot easier for them to hit the nail. That's what that's all about.
Right. And what other tools do you have from Redback? And what kind of inspired you to bring those out?
Mate, what inspires me to bring these things out is probably just making things better. For instance, we've got what's called the Redback Tools Phillips screwdriver, or the Maxi S5. Now, you never have the right screwdriver in your toolbox, you know, or you're always fighting for a Phillips screwdriver to find the right size. So what we've got is a Phillips head that's precisionly ground, the tip, just the tip. It's the same tip, and it fits from 0.0 to 0.3 screw. So instead of needing 4 or 5 Phillips screwdrivers, this is the only screwdriver you now need in your top drawer in your toolbox at work. So it's not interchangeable. It's all with the one head.
All right, that's the screwdriver I need.
Yeah, mate. Then, everyone loves it because it's like, man, you go to the top drawer, it's there. You go to your toolbox, it's there. It's the only one you need, right?
And not only that,
that's how it is.
But not only that, but this handy guy's wife needs one of those because she's always pulling out the wrong size screwdriver and she doesn't understand the difference. So that's going in the kitchen drawer.
I'm not going to comment on that one.
All right. And you've got a tape measure, right?
Yeah, we've got the sketch tape. That's being released at the start of next year here in the States. Now, when I was a young bloke, I used to write on offcuts of 4x2, drywall. Someone would ring up on the phone, I'd be finding bits of paper to write on. And then one day I go, you know, I'm going to scuff the surface of the actual casing of the tape measure up on the concrete, and I spray painted it white, and then I was recording all my measurements on the, you know, the surface of the case. And then when I'd finish, I'd just lick my thumb and rub it off. 2 weeks later, every other guy on the building site's doing the same thing. So I thought, wow, I'm onto something here. It just means you never lose your measurements. You know, you've always got somewhere to record. You're not going, getting down the ladder, getting back up because you forgot the measurement, or trying to find that piece of 4x2 that you wrote the measurement on, which now you can't find. It's always on your tape measure. When you don't need it anymore, rub it off with your thumb, start again.
Yeah, I don't know how often I've written stuff down on a little scrap of lumber and had it in my tool belt, and, you know, it seems kind of crazy. But you got to do
every
it.
Day. I mean, when you're a contractor, you do it every day. You know, how many times are you writing on the wall or you're writing on a piece of concrete, you know, and going back to your measurement? It just happens all the time.
Well, that's great. And beginning this week now, you should be able to find that at your Lowe's store. And is that across the U.S.?
That's across the USA nationally. And here's a big one too. We're now starting our own TV show and producing our own TV show. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking for an apprentice, a Miss DIY, to be my apprentice and my helper, help promote Redback Tools and help me do the TV show. So if they fancy themselves as a bit of a TV star, they can jump on Redback Tools and apply it. Now, I've got to say this, it's got to be Miss DIY. So, misters, please don't apply. I can tell the difference.
I bet you can. All right. Well, we have a fair number of women that listen to our show, so you know, maybe they'll want to check that out and apply.
And not only that, but I imagine your tools make good stocking stuffers for this holiday season. I know that the tape measure will fit in a stocking, and I'm sure you could find a way to get one of these hammers in there as well.
Absolutely. Rock on. And just remember, they work so much better, and the thing is, you need them, right? It's not a gimmick. They all work for a specific purpose, like the Maxi S5 Phillips screwdriver, you know? So all our tools are different. We just don't stick a different rubber on them or a different color and try and, you know, bring them out to market like that. They've got to work and have a purpose.
Well, we appreciate you spending some time with the Handy Guys, and we will certainly look out for your tools the next time we're at the local Lowe's.
Fellas, my pleasure. Thanks very much for having me on your show.
All right. Thank you, Jake.
Take care.
Rock on. Cheers. Cheers, boy.
All right. Well, thanks to Jake for calling in this week and talking to us about his new tools. And that's all we have this week on Innovative Tools. We hope that we've given you some ideas for some stocking stuffers for the handyman in your life. And next week, we're going to talk about getting back to some nuts and bolts types of issues. Right, Brian?
That's right. We haven't done a whole lot of DIY demonstration lately, so we're going to install a couple different brands of faucets and show you some tips and tricks and so forth. So we'll do the podcast and some of the detail on the blog post.
All right. Talk to you next week.
Bye.